Welcome to Shomach Shal on the Daf. She responds to Lord Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom Lea Basitzchok. We're holding in Bo Metzia Daf Ayin. Tosfos in the end of Amud Beis quotes a targum that says that when Yechezkel HaNovi, he brought back to life the Mesim. He brought back, there was bones, Atzomas Ayveshus, and Yechezkel brought them back to life. There was one who did not come back to life. Because he was malve beribis, he lent with interest. And Tosfos proves from here that you see you can't even lend to a goy, because there it was before Matan Torah, and Am Yisrael was considered to be a goy, as the Maharam explains. Now Tosfos says that this is brought down in the Targum on Parshas Beshalach. Maariz Chayes says, if you look at the Targumim that we have, on Targum Yonas and Menuzil, and the Targum Yerushalmi, it doesn't mention there anything about this. So says the Maariz Chayes, maybe you see from here, the Rashi Tosfos had another Targum on the Nevi'im, an additional to Targum Yonasan, and there he had this drasha. Even though Tosfos says clearly that it's a Targum on Parshas Beshalach, Maariz Chayes says maybe he means the Targum on Sefer Yechezkel that we don't have. Reuven Margoliers and others say that this is mentioned in the Medrash, in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, in the end of Perek Lamed Gimel. And it says there clearly, the kulam omdu al regleim, all the mesim the Yechezkel brought back to life, stood on their legs, chutz mi'ish echad, except one. Omar anov ribbono shel olam mativo shel zeh, why this person didn't come back to life? Omoloi ben neshech nosan, he gave ribbis. So this is exactly what Tosfos is quoting, that the story in Sefer Yechezkel, one of the mesim did not come back because he gave ribbis. In Shmoyis Rabbo, Parsha Lamed Aleph, it says it maybe in a little different way, but very clearly. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mishichaya b'ribis b'olam hazeh, someone who lived in ribis in this world, lo yichya b'olam haboy, will not live in the world to come. And this is really the source in Bavli that we find this idea, that someone who gives ribis, it doesn't come back to Tchias HaMesim. Something the many of G'dayle Adur's quoted as Dover Pasha, the Messiah, the Sharm and Perik Yud Aleph, says it's a simple thing. The Chazal tell us, on the Pasuk B'neshech Nosan V'tarvid Lokach, She'einu Chayel Tchias HaMesim. So says the Messiah, the Sharm, that we don't even have to talk about Ribis. Everybody in Am Yisrael knows how terrible it is. Now what is really the reason that someone who gives Ribis doesn't live at Tchias HaMesim? Maharal and Drosh HaShabbos HaGodol brings the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that we mentioned. And he says, someone who gives ribis, he is compared to a nochosh, to a snake. He is considered to be connected to the koyach of the nochosh because he takes life away from people. Someone who's malo beribis is taking away his life, as Chazal say in different places, we'll see later in the Gemara. So he's compared to the nochosh. The nochosh brings misa to the world, death to the world, the opposite of life. And therefore, he's not getting up with Tchias HaMesim. He's not going to live because he belongs to Misa. My father, Shlita, showed me there's another Nekuda that Maharal mentions that can explain it a little bit more. Because Maharal, in the Sifat Tzedakah Perek Vov, has a longer Richus to speak about how terrible Ribis is. And then the Maharal says the Yesoid, by Richus, he also mentions it in Chidush HaGadol Bo Metzia a little later, that the whole idea of Ribis is that halva is loshon livri, accompanying, connecting. Halva, the purpose of halva, is to connect Am Yisrael, to make them into one nation. Each one takes care of the other. Each one supports the other. When you take ribis, you're taking that koyach of connection that Am Yisrael has, and you do the exact opposite. You do the separation. One is making money on his friend. And that's why ribis is so terrible, because ribis stands as the exact opposite of the actos of Klal Yisrael. Halva loan needs to bring Am Yisrael together, and ribis does the exact opposite, and that's why it's so terrible. Continues there and says, that's why it says by the parasha of ribis, it says, Ani Hashem Hashem Tzeis Yizchem Eretz Yitzrayim, L'seis Lachem Es Eretz Kanan, L'yoyis Lachem Elokim. It mentions, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. Why do you mention Eretz Yisrael by Ribis? So says the Maharal, because Eretz Yisrael is the place of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Am Yisrael comes together to be one in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Yisrael of the Maharal in a few places, that Am Yisrael's Arvus, responsibility to each other, only starts once they go into Eretz Yisrael, and that means they become one nation only once they go into Eretz Yisrael. So immediately, because Ribbis is the opposite of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, so that's why we mention Eretz Yisrael, which is the place that connects Am Yisrael together. So says my father, according to this, is very gishmak, because we know that Tchias HaMeisim depends on Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaChaim. Anybody who has connection to Eretz Yisrael comes back at Tchias HaMeisim. Someone who's the opposite of the Achdus, the opposite of what Eretz Yisrael represents, the connection of Am Yisrael together. So he doesn't have connection to Eretz HaChaim. He doesn't have connection to Tchias HaMeisim. He will not come back. And we'll just conclude with a story which is brought down in Chutah Meshulash, which is a biography, speaks about Rav Kiva Eiger and the Chasam Sofer, and there's a story of the Rav Kiva Eiger. That in his days, there was a rich person who was a malva beribis, he lent in ribis, and he died in the Chevra Kadisha in town, wanted to charge the family a very large amount in order to bury him in the biskvaros. So they went to the Nasich, they went to the prince, and they complained, meaning they went to the one in charge, and they said, what is this? They're charging us for no reason. And really, he heard the complaint, and he called the rabbi, Rav Kiva Eiger, and said, how can you explain why they're charging him so much? Said Rav Kiva Eiger, the explanation is very simple. Most people that are buried, it's a temporary burial, because they're going to come back to Tchias HaMeisim. So then they'll give the land back. So it's only for a few years. So that's why we charge them much less. But someone who's Malva Beribis, he doesn't come back to Tchias HaMeisim. So he's staying in the land forever and ever. So therefore we have to charge him much more. And the prince liked that answer and allowed the Chevra Kadisha to charge the higher price. Someone who lends Beribis doesn't come back to Tchias HaMeisim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshav email list or Hotz group, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.